A new demographic report shows that the number of children on Cape Cod has been declining since 2010 as the population shifts to one that's more elderly, childless, and seasonal. School officials already know this, particularly on the Outer Cape, where enrollments have been slumping. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Last summer, Mike Gradone, the superintendent of Truro Central School, got a bit of a shock. When his enrollment roster came in for the upcoming school year for sixth grade, he saw a big zero. For the first time in his memory, the class would be empty.
On this chart, see our sixth grade? See, we had no sixth graders last year. They all chose to go to Nauset.
Nauset is the big regional school, about half an hour away. Truro Central has always been the small town school, hovering at around 100 students for grades pre-K through 6, and the 6th grade has typically had around 10 to 15 students. But as a lack of affordable housing pushes out younger families, small schools like Truro may start to see zeros in their enrollment more often.
The trends are showing a continual, inexorable decline. The number of children have been shrinking very, very steadily, sort of like a slow drift downward during the past 7 years.
That's Peter Francis, a demographer who studies population trends on the Cape. He says the decline in the younger population on the Cape has led to a decrease in school-aged children. And now the Cape has 14% less kids than it had 8 years ago.
That has meant that today there are roughly 5,000 fewer children than there were when the 2010 census was taken.
In Truro, just 1 in 7 households have school-aged children. Francis predicts that in 10 years, that ratio of households will be closer to 1 in 10. Back at Truro Central, Gradone says that after last year, his district had to make a tough decision. Should they keep their sixth grade? In the end, they decided that for now, they should.
If there were no Truro Central School, I think we'd lose one of the community's anchors. I think we'd lose some young families who are here because there's a school here that they know and care about. And if their kids had to go to school someplace else, there'd be less reason to stay in town.
Gradone decided to revamp their sixth grade program in an effort to keep students from leaving. That meant making Truro's sixth grade more like Nauset's and more like a bigger middle school. Now, the 5 sixth graders change classrooms for different subjects. They have a Spanish language and culture program. And they have lockers. It's a big thing for sixth grader Lily Rice, who shows off her new locker before class.
And so I have to put my locker combination in. And sometimes I forget it.
It's like any middle schooler's locker. There are books, shoes, crumpled papers.
My locker's very messy.
This year's sixth grade is made up entirely of girls, all of whom have known each other since kindergarten. Lily says she's glad her school has reworked their sixth grade program because now she feels like she can get the best of both worlds, stay with her friends, and be prepared for seventh grade at a bigger school district.
We chose to stay here instead of go to the other school, the middle school, and so they want to prepare us for the middle school. So it's very important that we have a lock so we can be prepared for next year when you have a lock also.
Gradone says that while he can't predict how next year's sixth grade enrollment will go, he hopes this class of 5 will grow back to its usual numbers in the coming years.
We hope that the parents of our fifth graders will look at this program and say, we want our kids to stay here in sixth grade. So, yeah, that's a very direct example of what we've had to do. As enrollment drops, there are fewer kids, and we're very literally in competition with Nauset for the sixth graders.
For now, the sixth grade is a small victory. But if trends continue, Truro and other small schools may start seeing more of this fight in the future. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.